Sleep Smiles by Sho Botham, read by Mia Sundby.
With his dark blonde hair and freckled nose, my brother, Dave, looked cute when sleeping. He always appeared to be smiling. Dave was 16 in 1 week when things changed for him. He was mugged. The muggers, for there was more than one, stole his phone and what little money he had in his jacket pocket. But the biggest thing they stole from my brother that day was his sleep smiles. No longer did he appear to be smiling in his sleep. No longer did he look cute when sleeping. Since the mugging, Dave didn't sleep well. He seemed to be fighting with an invisible force that made him look angry when sleeping. Instead of his sleep smiles, there were grimaces and gnashing of teeth. Since he was little, Dave didn't like his bedroom door to be closed. This is how I know what he's like when he sleeps. As his older sister, I've always looked in on him before going to bed myself. How I miss his cuteness and his sleep smiles. It is only since the mugging that these sleep traits have become so missed. In the beginning, it was assumed that once Dave got over the mugging, everything would return to normal. I waited patiently and put my head around his bedroom door each night, but there were no more sleep smiles. And after a few years, it looked like they had gone forever. For Dave's 18th birthday, he asked if we could swap bedrooms. As it was only a few months before I would be leaving the family home to begin a new life with my boyfriend, I agreed. For the first time ever, Dave went to sleep in my room, and I in his. For the first time ever, I never looked in on him before going to bed. In the morning, I woke early and couldn't think where I was for a moment, and then I remembered we had swapped bedrooms. Jumping out of bed, I swiftly headed to my old room and put my head around the door. The sunlight coming through the window on the stairs landed on his face. He was smiling. He was definitely smiling. The sleep smiles were back. I tiptoed back to Dave's old room and sat on the bed, trying to work out what had changed for him. At breakfast, he told us how well he'd slept and how he wished he'd asked me to change bedrooms years ago. All the years following his mugging, he'd been having bad dreams, but he never told us. Dreams are what you wake up from, he said knowingly. I was okay once I was awake. I suppose I should have said, changing bedrooms has broken the pattern. There were no more bad dreams to wake up from last night. I felt as if I was smiling when I woke up this morning. The trouble was, I'd stopped smiling. Because there was something in Dave's room.